Blog Talk Radio.
I give you these jewels that you rarely find, and these Nagash shoes fit me very fine. Catch me on these avenues, I'm trying to reach they mind. Man, you know that black power music, it gets no playing, they ride until they put that brick in, and now they feeling my vibe. I start to slowly see they fists on the rise, see it's intense from their eyes. It's kinda hard to come to grips, make the decision to sign. I ain't gon' lie, it took some time to make some sense in my mind. Now all I feel is a sense of this pride, incorporated in these lyrics and this vision of mine. To make a change for my people, wish this wish to take the sweeter. The pain runs deeper, you can feel it through the speakers, huh? 400 years of pain, turn the page. Every story looks the same. They snapping pictures as he hangs. Emmett Till was killed for listening and being brave. And y'all still running sleep with the beast from the cave. My knocker said you should be ashamed. The black woman, the goddess, said she come in many shades with the power to create greatness. Her DNA melanated on display, absorbing these sun rays. Rah. I make a wonder as I'm building this collage. I feel the power of the people fully amplified live. My mission is to make a difference. Recognize I'm watching for the agents in disguise. I describe my struggle, my hustle kept it pushing like Lamar's, giving birth to a nation on the rise. As I scribe the soundtrack to the revolution, televised, telling lies, trying to stop the movement. So you gotta keep a semi like you came from Zamunda. And yes, I'm in my prime like the minister Lamoon, but it's the program for your system. I ain't talking about computers, speaking proper installation for a future. And don't you confuse it. Some people outdated, so they might refuse it. Eternal glitches, so it's time to reboot them. Aim high, stay low, send a shot from the Ruger. Focus on our survival, formulate a conclusion. This is real, swear this ain't no illusion. Try to elude it, but you can't. Martial law, got the coppers in the tank. Renegade, got this bug out bag right by the door, just in case it's time to break. Make a movie, play the game, this high stakes. All across the country, I be on these highways, flying through these clouds to reach my people's mind state. Wide awake, I ain't sleeping with the sheeple. Right fist high, all power to the people. Black power got me charged up. Somebody check the meter. Now I need them. My lot came freely as I praise my inner being. Child of the universe, I'm just sightseeing. As I take you on this tour to give you more. And I ain't talking nationality. Them pigs is at your door. Can give a fuck about blacks' laws. That's corn gang family. These is definitions, just really your formality. I put power in the words that I speak in. Black absorbs all colors. This is me, I am the walking constellation. Birthed by the galaxy, observation through telescopes. It couldn't capture what I see. I thought something in these books would make me feel more complete. Still searching, but I know I'm royalty. I'm a king, they tried to hide it, but I seek till I'm fatigued. No Marines are on me. To the teeth, and kept it flowing like the Navy. Air forced them to retreat. Reenacted D-Day and drop bombs on the beat. Laying mines on the track, beware where you place your feet. Yeah, I'm 10 toes down till they lay me 6 deep. Return as the ghost of brick, even my spirit won't sleep. Non-stop, relentless, no time clocking. Invented, can mark the date of this classic composition. I've been in between these bars, give you a wealth of wisdom. If you can read between the lines, notice I'm painting the picture from the book of bricks, so this ain't no scripture. Amen, the flow sacred, religious in fact, the people quoting my statements. What will brick do across their bracelets? Show how strong their faith is for me to change it. And with that said, I made arrangements for this faceless, infinite information on pages that I created. My notebook so swole that it won't close. I'm going hard, introduction to the outro. You ain't repping for your people, keep your mouth closed. Like the Bible belt, they love me in a sophomore. I think my mind first changed as a sophomore. Looking through history books really without no. Blacks saw the same names, repeatedly learned about those. Now Trump building a wall for the Vatos. Muslims can't fly back either, had to reroute those. Strips and gun stores sold out, know what to watch for. And watch what you say, freedom of speech soon will be outlawed.
Peace, 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 and Black Power family. Welcome to another episode of New Knowledge Radio, the place where knowledge is born. This is your host, Knowledge Born Alarm. This is our revolutionary Sunday episode, and we are honored and privileged to have an icon and a legend in the building, who comes to us in the righteous name, Lucian Black. That phone number to call in, family, 515-605-9360. Again, 515-605-9360. Press 1 with your questions or your comments. Becomes my honor and privilege at this time to introduce to some and present to others tonight's guest here live on Do the Knowledge Radio, none other than Lucian Black is in the building.
Yo.
Peace, my brother. What's going on with you?
What's going on?
Honored to have you on. Definitely excited to hear your story. I saw a lot of the videos. I had the opportunity to hear you on Straight Black Pride Network.
Yeah.
It's been, you know, keeping you and seeing a lot of the things that you got going on. So it was definitely an honor to have someone of your caliber here on the platform.
Yes, yes. And like I said, it has definitely been to speak with you via on the radio and everything like that. I appreciate the time. But there's a lot going on. So go ahead and hit me with the questions. Feel free to pick my brain. My information is always free, open and available for anyone who wants it. What's going on? Talk to me.
All right. We always kind of begin with an intro, so, you know, if you could introduce yourself to the family, let us know, you know, some of your story.
Okay. You want me to do that right now?
Yes.
Okay, well, I really got into training and everything like that. That's what I do when I turned 21 years old. My first job was working with a private canine company. And I did a detail of bombs and narcotics for them. I saw my first murder on the job, the first week of the job. It was an eye-opening experience for me. After that, you know, I just continued to keep working and whatever. I got married and everything like that at the time. Kept training, went to the military, worked with police. Prior to me going to the military, I'm not a police officer. I never have been a police officer, but I work closely with them. As far as, you know, catching bad guys, everything like that, fast forward, go to the military, get out of the military. What I found when I was in it was that the unit or most units that was there on Fort Bragg, you know, they didn't really have the training that I was looking for.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And so it would be more like, you know, we're going to check the block on this training just to say we did it or whatever the case may be, you know? And that wasn't enough for me. I mean, and there's other units all around the world that's like that, where they're just checking the block to say, yeah, we did it, to keep the sergeant off our back or whatever.
Right.
So what ended up happening was I worked in a defect in the hospital because I'm a 68 Mike. And I used to see a lot of contractors coming through to visit and friend them that got injured in the war. You know what I'm saying? And one day I just asked one, I said, hey, listen, how much would it cost for you to give me an upgrade on my skills? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Gave me a price. I took a second job while I was in the military working for KFC, actually. You know, I walked into the KFC, and on the owner, he's like, why in the world you as a soldier would want to work, you know, at KFC on
right.
a part-time Well, here's the thing. The training that I wanted cost $1,500.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Off the top. It was, you know, and this wasn't even anybody who was, like, quote-unquote famous in the gun game or nothing like that. It was just like, this is a regular run-of-the-mill, snatch-and-grab, kick-a-door-in contractor from Blackwater
right.
or whatever at the time before it changed his name to Academy.
Right.
And so I trained with that person. And I trained with a bunch of them or whatever, and they showed me so many different things that a lot of units around the world do that may or may not be necessarily, how you say, accepted here in the States, you know?
Right.
Mm. So from there, I got out of the military or whatever, and I still trained on my own just to stay fresh. And I was in undergrad, And I happened to go to the shooting range one day, and I just started helping someone that, it, you know, just somebody, you know, just, we were just shooting next
right.
to each other. And I just started helping him. You know, he asked me a question. He saw what I was doing. He asked a question. I told him. I showed him. And then from that point on, it was just like I just kept helping people, you know, when I was an undergrad. It wasn't until 2015 that I went public. You know what I mean? I went public in 2015. And I wasn't meaning to go public in the sense that I wanted anyone to pay attention to me or anything like that. I just went public because I was building like a little small digital resume.
Right.
So when I ran across someone and they can ask me, like, what have you been doing? I like, listen, this is what I've been doing. You know what I'm saying? It was never to be on the cover of People magazine and for people to be calling my phone and all of this drama that's going on. It was never for that. It was never to be famous. It was only to say, hey, listen, this is what I've done. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
My brother, James McCoy, president of Urban Sharpshooters, he got word of what I was doing back where he is because he has family here in North Carolina. And he put one of my videos into the group, and that shit started from there. That's when everything changed. And my brother, he didn't have any ill intention or anything like that. I loved him very much. That's my brother. He was just highlighting some of the things that he was told and what he saw. And it wasn't until then people started taking that out of proportion and, you know, making all of these comments of, oh, I'm unsafe and all of these things. Yeah. You know, it's just people being people. And fast forwarding even up to now, I never really quite understand why people like Jay-Z, Will Smith, and all these celebrities act the way they act towards people. Like, they don't really want to talk to them, and they don't,
right.
you know, they get kind of closed off. And it was because of what I'm going through right now. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Where we live in a world where people, especially online, they can say anything they want online, and no one holds
right.
anybody accountable. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
And so I will leave people with this, and before I, you know, turn it over back to you, is if you see people writing articles or anything about me or anybody, and you can't call that person, or you can't get a P.O. box or an address on that person ain't too reputable.
I agree. And this virtual...
Yeah, go ahead. I listen to you.
I was saying, at least, you know, exactly with this virtual kind of conversation, it's just like what we used to call liquid courage, you know. Somebody have too much to drink, and then all of a sudden, you know, they big and bad, you know what I mean? And they say stuff or they try to do stuff that they would normally do, and then, you know, they blame it on alcohol. You see what I'm saying? You got this virtual community to where you can hide behind, you know, a computer screen or your telephone, and you can... you know, say things, you know, to people in the most disrespectful manner that you would never say, you know, face-to-face, one-on-one with anybody. So I think this, you know, it has a gift to it, you know, with the reach, that with the people you're able to reach, but it also has a curse with it, you know, in regards to that regular lack of social skills and you know, just, you know, a manner of respect, you know, so...
I had the privilege of talking to somebody who did marketing for Google, you know, and, you know, he's a Caucasian guy, and he was real down to earth. He's from Cleveland, Ohio. We're like next door neighbors, you know, I'm in Illinois, you know what I'm saying, Chicago.
Right.
And, you know, he's like the hoodest Caucasian person I ever seen in my life. And he was like, you know, back in my day, you know, when we found people that do the things that we're talking about right now, we become accountable. We find that person, we beat that person down, and they never do it
right.
again. You know what I'm
right.
saying? The world has changed, and we got to kind of, like, take a lot of the punches that we normally wouldn't take, you know, back in the day.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. Yeah, I spent 17 years in the Army, so I know the frustrations in regards to training. It made me very unpopular in the military. You know, I came in the military in 97, and, you know, we were still training in the woods. You know, it was the real military, but the training didn't get updated. You know, I was always using Black Hawk Down for an example, I was like, warfare has changed and we haven't changed with it. You know, so when, you know, the war switched, I was like, if y'all not looking at what happened in Somalia, this change from woodland to urban, you know, we're not doing that, you know, conventional warfare in the woods, you know, digging, fighting positions and stuff like that. Like, warfare has changed. It's in the projects. It's not in
I'm glad you brought that up, because a lot of people, even in the military, they fail to see that. I never forget, I was a private in the military or whatever. I think I was a PB2. And it was a guy, he was like, man, we got the best military in the world and all of this thing right here. And I wasn't even a sociologist back then. I was just a regular, you know, person off the street of Chicago, you know what I'm saying, that had a little bit of training and whatever. And I looked at that man and I told him, no, you know, you don't have the best military in the world. You have one of the biggest ones in the world, because right. you spend that amount of money that you spend, but you don't have the best, you know. And then, you know, he kind of got upset, like a lot of people do. And I say, well, I tell you what, name me the last three wars that the United States won, and I'll give you $10. You know what I'm saying? And he couldn't do it. And I said, well, if you won a war, then I missed the parade.
Right. Right. And so I know from that, you know, post-Vietnam era, you know, that left a certain kind of way of how warfare was waged, you know. So when it got to close quarter battle, when it got into inside, you know, urban guerrilla warfare, it took a long time for the military to transition. And I remember going to, it was called PLDC back in the day. And I went to PLDC and I was about to graduate. And, you know, they asked me my opinion of the training.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's always a trick question in the military. You know, what did you think of the training,
yeah.
blah, 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 this. You know, and I asked, you know, I answered, you know, I asked the commandant, you know, I say, commandant, is this a trick question? You know, they know me in the military. And, you know, I say, is this a trick question? You know, I don't know. What do you mean? I was like, is the truth? I tell you the truth, but if you want me to blow smoke, I'll blow smoke with everybody else. You understand what I'm saying? No, I want the
yeah.
truth, blah, 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 this. I said, okay.
No, they don't.
I said, since you asked me, I'll tell you. I said, if this is all a young non-commissioned officer is required to do the type of training to have to take his soldiers to war and bring them back, with no casualties, you're setting them up for failure. Straight up.
All the time.
So they got mad. They said, who the hell do you think you are? And blah, 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 and this. So, you know, everybody got into the tirade and blah, 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 blah. I said, you know what? If I was a sergeant major, if I was a lieutenant colonel or a colonel or somebody who came and evaluated this training and gave you that feedback, you would hop to it and try to implement some strategies to change, you know, what a young non-commissioned officer goes through. You know, I said, but I'm just, you know, spec 4, you know what I'm saying? You know, and you asked me my opinion and I gave it to you, you know. And, you know, that didn't go over well for me. But, you know, post, you know, I was, you know, in the military in 2001 when it happened. And I said, you know, everything is about to change. And I'll be damned if that whole, they didn't have to change their whole strategy, you know, that I told them about a couple of years ago, just seeing that war was on the horizon. You know what I mean? You know, we got the biggest raise that we ever got in the military. Yeah, we about to earn it. You know, you think you know everything. I'm like, I'm just paying attention to what's going on. You know what I mean? I'm like,
and that's one of the biggest things is that I watch as many people as possible. I watch as many armies and militaries around the world as possible. And when I look at the training of people like the Gurkhas, or the Russians or GROM or SAS and other units like that, and even some guerrilla units around the world.
Right.
I don't think that we necessarily, if they brought that fight here, I don't think that we would be successful. And if we were successful, it'll only be by a 10 margin. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It won't be like some overwhelming victory like people think it would be. But even more than that, I want to talk about something. And it's this thing of racism in the gun game. And I know by you being in the military, you've seen it in the military.
Oh, yeah.
and for sure, and my brother told me to make sure I talk about this. When it comes to that, I've gotten, you know, threats on people claiming to be from the Ku Klux Klan. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
In which I got to file police reports and talk to the FBI about and all this kind of different thing. And it's really opened my eyes because before 2015, I saw the gun game like this. If people are willing to pay money to train these people, they should be pretty good, solid people in the mind. And I went public, and I found out real quick, and these people are not. You know what I'm saying? And they will say anything. They will do anything. I've had people make statements like African-Americans and other minorities in this country shouldn't have firearms, despite having African-Americans making humongous strides in 50 and 60 years in this country. You know what I'm saying? As far as engineering, technology, math, STEM sciences, everything like that goes. And the amount of intensity that I've seen many African Americans have in the gun game as far as wanting to train, you know, and to make statements like, you know, African Americans shouldn't own guns, or you need a Caucasian person to come teach you how to shoot, and you know, just all of these different things. And I say it's unacceptable. So at times I will speak out about it, even with people like organizations like the NRA. Did you know, and most people don't know this, back in the day, and this is coming from my brother who let me know about this, he said the NRA put in gun control legislation in the 1960s in order to stop the Black Panthers from being able to resist.
That's right.
The brutality.
Yep.
I
did the
know
that. For that. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And when I see things like that, and a lot of people don't know that. You know what I'm saying? And so that's another eye-opener for me, and it makes me say, hey, you know what? I'm not saying that any one organization is good or bad, but what I am saying is I think that we need to, as African-Americans, really consider which organizations are we letting into our communities.
Right.
Who are we letting panhandle to us about what we should do, how we should do it, and when we should do it? You know what I'm saying?
Right. I agree wholeheartedly. Definitely, because the amount of, you know, training that's necessary for self-defense is something that a lot of us don't have access to. You know, we find out about firearms from, you know, movies, video games, or, you know, just around the way, you know, with no respect for, you know, what a weapon can really do, and, you know, those kinds of things. You see what I'm saying? That kind of being conscientious about, you know, the effects of things like that, you know, how many people are killed from, you know, not even knowing how to properly, you know, assemble and disassemble, properly clear a weapon, you know, things like that. You see what I'm saying? Just,
yeah,
you know, small things.
And let me add this one, and I'm glad you brought this point up. African Americans, and I'm not speaking for as in all. No one is talking about all, obviously. But it's purposely set like that where the game locks certain people out.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Like, if you want to open up a range, right? And this is what me and my brother are talking about. Say you want to open up a range. And they put all these regulations in place. Some regulations are good, like the EPA. You got to make sure you're not polluting the environment. I got that. But a lot of times these cities and different people make it so hard for you to even open up a range. They make it hard for you sometimes to even feel comfortable at even shooting out of range. You see what I'm saying? And
right.
If you're African-American, you should know this feeling when you step into the range and you feel like you don't belong there.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You feel isolated. You feel alienated from being able to shoot there. You know, when you step onto the range, people are looking at you with these eyes of dismay, or what is this person going to do? And we've had some conversations where some African-Americans came out and said, I was asked when I went to go purchase my very first AR-15, they asked me what was I going to do with the gun before they sold it to me. And I felt like if I didn't answer that question right, I wasn't going to be able to make a legal purchase.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, I mean,
right.
These are things that go on that nobody want to talk about. Nobody want to say anything about. The certification game, when we talk about that, a lot of people, you know, because they don't know what they're talking about, they'll say things like, oh, you know, well, VADA, he doesn't have any certifications and all of these different things and all of them. You know. And I look at the question in the comments about that, and I say, hey, listen, you don't even know what happened. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
I've held more NRA certifications than most people. You know what I'm saying? So I am very knowledgeable about how the game is to be played when it comes to training and education. You see what I'm saying? But when I found out that the training that the NRA was giving people that was mandated by North Carolina, when I found out that training was not enough, I said, I took it upon myself to change it. I did my own thing to give people a fighting chance. You see what I'm saying? Because no longer, you know, I've never seen anyone get raped or robbed across the street. Everything has been within 3 feet.
Mm.
And I don't hardly see any training programs that's training people for that. And if they are training people for that, the cost for those programs are so expensive. You see what I'm saying? The average
right.
person, the single mother of 3 kids can't afford that training. You know, you know how much a Chris Costa class is or a Travis Haley class? Them things can be $800. People ain't got that kind of money. You know? And so what I do is I provide a service that introduces people to say, hey, listen, this is real life. That shooting on the range, you know, having, you know, the lackadaisical attitude of firing that gun, you know, not shooting to live, that will get you seriously hurt.
Right.
You know, truth be told, the convict has a better hit rate than military and police combined. And that's only
right.
because they don't care who they hit.
Right.
You see? So it's a lot. It's a lot.
Yeah, I definitely agree. Can we talk about your company, your consultant company? What made you want to get into your own company and... could you describe some of the process involved
okay.
with starting the company?
Okay, what happened was, VADA was created in 2015. Mm. And I didn't want to call myself an instructor, you know, because anyone can be an instructor, to include a felon, right? I said, well, Let me enter the gun game as a consultant where people can ask me questions. I can train them based upon where they are. Let's be more shooter friendly. You know what I'm saying? And be more understanding to the needs of people. Not telling people what they need, but working with them where they are and taking them to where they want to be. Because truth be told, everybody don't want to be special forces.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Most people, in fact, they just want to know just enough to get a person off them so they can go home. And that's the truth. Just enough so they say, hey, listen, I ain't in trouble with the law. I was going to the grocery store. This person tried to do this. I was legally allowed to shoot, and I shot. I want to go home. That's most people.
Right.
You know? And since that's most people, my training is centered around most real people, right? So consulting is something that is very special to me. When people can look at you and ask you and pick your brain, and you can provide them possible solutions that they can use. Okay? Now, your second question was what?
describing the process of, you know, starting your company, you know, were there, you know, any setbacks, or is there anything that you learned from the process that you wish you had known, you know, going into it?
I don't have any regrets about doing what I've done as far as setting up the company and running it like I do. To get a concealed carry instructor's permit here in North Carolina is relatively easy. In fact, you don't even have to fire a gun. You know what I'm saying? You can literally come in here with a basic pistol instructor's thing from the NRA, or you can go through the PPSB, which is the Private Protective Services Board, sit in a 4 to 5 hour class, walk out of there the same day after you take a 20-question test, and now, boom, you're an instructor. Easy. 21 years old, you can do this thing. Easy. It doesn't take no skill. In fact, if you really play your game right, you can do it within a week. You know what I'm saying? Within a week, right? So when I train people, and people always either say, well, they'll think, like, oh, he's unsafe or this and whatever the third. My training program is set like this. There's an initial contract, right? And they let you know the rules and the parameter, has the firearm safety rules on there so people know outside of a VADA session, you don't break the rules. This is what we do. And then we go into the PowerPoint. Then we have a testing for nomenclature. And then from that, we have law and test on the law. So you got to know the law when you're working with a gun, whether I'm teaching concealed carry or not. Okay? And then from there, we do heavy manipulation. Now, this is where the critics come in. They say things like, oh, you're pointing firearms at each other. And I look at them and I say, you're right. Because for most people, things don't become real until someone can say, you can go to jail or you can go to prison for this. There is no glue gun that you can use to mimic the weight, the feel, the characteristics of the firearm that this person is going to be carrying day in and day out. I'm working with people who are in the military. Maybe they may be command sergeant majors. They are some type of officer or some sort, Marines, Air Force. Doesn't make a difference. Some of these people, as you probably well know, most of these people in the military never use a pistol. They exclusively use rifles. So when they come to me, they have no knowledge on a pistol at all. And so I got to give it to them. And on top of that, I got to make them concealed carry ready within 8 hours. You know what I'm saying? So the best way to get them to understand, like, hey, this is how the law works. This is what it feels to draw down on someone. Because I don't want you to, freeze up when you're out on the street because you've never done it before. That is very unfair. You know what I'm saying? So we do all of these different things in the training. So when they finish that 8 hours of training to include range time, they are somewhat ready, or they have a very good idea and understanding of what's expected of them when they go out into these streets and how to deal with potential situations when they come about. So when I train the way I do, it's not like it's, you know, it's quote-unquote half-assed, if I can say that. It is a logical process as to what I do. If you go on my website and you go to the Fox page, it tells you exactly why, scientifically why, we point firearms at each other. There's so many biological chemicals that get released from the brain to the body, from the pancreas to the body, from the kidneys to the body, that normal training, you know, vanilla training, if you want to call it that, you just don't get. Because the body does not react the same way to something fake opposed to something real. Because the brain going to look at it from a efficiency standpoint. The brain is going to say, hey, that's a fake gun. I don't care how hard you push. I'm not going to waste my precious ATP, which is my muscle energy, to do this thing with this gun and it ain't real.
Right.
It don't matter how much you do it. This is science. You can't beat it. You know, so that's why I do what I do. No regret.
Excuse me. And I agree. I saw the first video I saw. It was you and another brother, and y'all were, you know, in close proximity of one another. And I saw that, you know, that draw, you know. And not only did I see the draw, I saw the draw and the knife, you know. That was, you know, very unique for me. You know, either see use one or another. I never saw one both using simultaneously. And, you know, it is a rush even for the onlooker to see, you know. You know, with that comfortability, I saw extreme safety. I didn't see something unsafe. I was like, man, this is remarkable right there. And I initially reached out because of that video. You know, I was like, man,
And what I'm going to do for you, since you're right here, I'm going to actually add you and three other people to the secret group, to the EDA ECK. You're in it right now, so you can have access to those videos. Everybody doesn't have access to that.
Mm.
Okay, so I just put you into that group on Facebook right now. And
okay.
So the EDA ECK was me experimenting. Because what happens is you go to the range, and if you train a lot, you get bored. Right? You
right.
want to know
right.
what else is out there. What else can you do if it's possible? And if you really can't do it, is there something that you can take from that particular training that may not necessarily all the way be applicable? Is it that 5% or the 10% or even that 1% of the training that you can take and add to your custom-made toolbox? Right? So the EDA ECK was something that was created based off of several different systems, and I combined them together. So close work. Because a lot of people look at that and they'll say, you know, crazy things like, oh, I never bring a knife to a gunfight. It's a couple of people who made videos about it online, you know, and I ain't going to lie. They really totally jacked it up. You know what I'm saying? It lets me know they don't read and they don't comprehend. You know what I'm saying? And, if you cannot get to that gun, you have a knife. The retention for this, as far as weapon retention is concerned with this particular system, is a very vicious one. I'll give you a secret. Inside of this system, we have a 2 + 2 = 4. What do I mean by that? You have two hands, two weapon systems, 4 possible outcomes. That means we have maximized the efficiency here, as far as being able to use it for self-defense. What do I mean by you have 4 weapon systems? Well, you have a shock, right? You have pain compliance. You have a ballistics. And then you had a blunt force trauma weapon. You can't beat that for close quarter work. You have all these systems available to you. How well you use a system will be dependent upon your background, which means that how I use the system, you may not use it that way because you're a boxer. How you use a system because you're a boxer is going to be different for me because I'm a martial artist. Or this person is an MMA fighter. You see what I'm saying? Or this person is a police officer or military personnel for some kind of special application. You see what I'm saying? So I never tell people what they should do as far as training is concerned. What I do is present them options. Any great educator will do that. They will always give you options. And based upon those options, you will make a decision. And when you make a decision, then we will help you cultivate your decision and help you understand why you made that decision. You see what I'm saying? So people will say things like, oh, he's incompetent, or he doesn't know, or yeah, that's not pure speculation. And most of these people ain't never talked to me a day in their life. You see what I'm saying?
Right, I agree. So how have you been dealing with a lot of the things that's been going on? And,
well,
you know,
how I deal with it is I have a very, very strong woman in my life. I do. It's been my experience that women are a lot of times more stronger than male. She always pushes me forward. She sees, you know, because most people only see some of the negative comments. I get them all. She gets them all, full-fledged on. And so she looks at me and she says, you know, keep going forward. I see what you're doing. Keep going. I got a message today from someone that was thanking you, saying, hey, listen, this system worked for them. You see what I'm saying? And it is that woman who is behind me that pushes me forward. My brother, James McCoy, president of Urban Sharpshooter, and I tell anyone out there who's listening, join Urban Sharpshooters, especially if you're African American, Latino, Asian, or LGBTQ. Make sure you join Urban Sharpshooters. He keeps me going. He looks at me, he says, brother, you keep doing this thing because people need you. You see what I'm saying? They need this training. They can have access to it. I'm one of the very few educators out here that has made all of the NRA training material available to the public for free. So no longer do you have to go look for someone to get the PowerPoint presentations, to go get the testing material. You can come to me, get it for free, easy on the download. You see what I'm saying?
And I'm glad that you brought that up. A lot of people don't have a support system, or they don't value the support system in the manner in which it is. You see them how great it is, you know. So you have someone who's close to you that can see sometimes the things that you don't see. You know, we always got time on target, you know, mission first mentality. We're not really concerned with all of the things that's, you know, that all of the nuances and the things that's going around. So, you know, you get somebody to be able to give you that insight to you know, and fortify you to continue to go. You know, oftentimes you might need those reminders, you know. So I think that's very beautiful and very deep.
But even more than that, you would be surprised at how many kids are actually really scared. What needs to be said, when it needs to be said. I'm finding out very fast that that's not the case. It's not. Because you got a lot of people out here that are instructors, NRA instructors, or don't have any certifications at all, that actually agree with me with what I'm doing, how I'm doing it, but they won't say anything because they're scared to lose a money. They're scared to lose a dollar. They're scared to go through the struggle. You see what I'm saying? To come out strong. You'd be very surprised, and I don't want to put no names out there. I'm going to keep these people continue to keep doing what they're doing as far as training people because they are very good trainers. But at the same time, that kind of behavior, when I see it, is a weak behavior to me.
So what advice would you have for someone who's looking to do what you do, get into training, get into having their own consulting organization or thing like that? What kind of advice would you give to them?
What I would tell them to do is, first, let's work on your mind, because I don't care about how well you shoot. You know, you can hit the bullseye 1,000 times out of 1,000 times. If your mind ain't right, you go into jail or you go into prison or you're going to die. So first thing you do is you work on your mind. And when I say work on the mind, work on your cognition. You see what I'm saying? Take the time out to practice mental hygiene. Take the time out to practice emotional hygiene. You know what I'm saying? Making sure that your mental state is a clean one. Then once you get that down, when you figure out who you are, where you want to go, now this is the time to start training. You can go to the NRA. You can go to the the UCCA. I hope I'm saying it right. United States Concealed Carry Association. You can go to them. They have a very good training program. Feel free to take anyone's training program. In fact, take them all. Take as many as you can have that you can get, because the more knowledge you have, the more skills you have, you can put into your toolbox, you can create more chaos in the battlefield. You see what I'm saying? If you only know one way, in a person, and I'm going to call this name, Rob Pinkus, right? I was very disappointed in this dude because he runs the Personal Defense Network. And I used to watch this guy when I was in undergrad. And we used to all, like, huddle around the computer. And we would, you know, watch him like, hey, did you see what, you know, Rob Pinkus did? Or is what do you think about, you know, just talking about it or whatever. I had the privilege of messaging him on a Facebook. And he was telling me about all how unsafe I is and I don't know what I'm doing. And I told him, you are the biggest letdown I ever seen. And he's like, why? And I'm like, because you got a one-track mind. You only think one way. And when you only think one way, that means that you're going to do the same thing that everybody else do. And when you do that, you become predictable. Right. When you are predictable, And when I fight you, when I gunfight you like that, and you predictable, when I know your moves before you even make your move, I already beat you. Because when I break protocol, you will know how to respond. You see what I'm saying? You got to cycle, and I'm going to talk about something called the OODA loop, observe, orient, decide, action. It's going to slow down his OODA loop. He's going to say, holy crap, it ain't supposed to go like that. This is most people now. It ain't supposed to look like that. Now you got to waste time trying to figure out how to counter that.
Right.
Instead of being nonlinear in thought, being dynamic in thinking. You see, being nonlinear in your thinking, it's a different ball game. So when you start training, take as many training programs, as you see someone training, train with them. Who's out there? You have James Yeager out there. You have Travis Haley out there, Chris Costa. All of the high-dollar people, go to as many EP classes, which is executive protection. Take everybody. And then you form your own. And once you form your own and you see that it's working and it's sound and everything's together, then you can teach someone what you know, how you do it. You see what I'm saying? This is why we have thousands upon thousands of different types of martial arts. You know what I'm saying? The Shaolin style has so many different styles. Tai Chi has so many different styles or platforms because people have trained for centuries, learning from different people, perfecting it, and then coming back home, working their different things, and then going on to say, this is how we do things. This is all it is. It's always done like that to the beginning of the time. So for people, I look at people and they say, oh, if it's not the NRA way, then it's no good. I've already known that person is already a loser. Even if that person wins, he's still a loser because it's no right. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Any other questions there?
I wanted to. I was just trying to gather my thoughts for a second. You laid out so much in your last statement in regards to not being one dimensional. You know, having an array of skills, you know, in your kit bag to be able to have success, you know, on the battlefield. Can you share any testimony, you know, from some of the people that you work with or, you know, anything like that?
All you got to do is go on my YouTube page, Punch In Vada Inc., scroll down, and you'll see some of the client testimonials, people such as Shanine Allen, who is a very, very nice woman, a very hardworking woman, a single mother of a couple of kids. I trained her with my brother, James McCoy, put the Dark Alliance together. When I came out to Maryland to train those people, she can tell you what I do. And it doesn't matter the ethnicity of the person. Everybody that I've ever trained always said the same thing. I had a great time. I was safe. I learned a lot. It made me think. That's what I do. Start questioning. Don't just do things. Start questioning why you do things. That is how you gain a true understanding. Make you a better fighter, like a boxer. When they box in the ring, they look at their footage after the fight. After the swelling goes down and the hands, they start looking at that. I'm saying the NFL. Like, I don't watch football, but I watch the games. When they get ready to go out on the field and go play against another team, they watch what that quarterback gonna do. They watch what that linebacker gonna do. They watch how the person they move. Even after it's over, they do the. If you was in the military, we do an after action review.
Right.
We talk about what happened, what was good, what could have been better, and what just didn't work at all. And then we start continuing building from that. Most people, they'll take a class, and then that's it. They'll take a class, and they'll think they know something, and then they'll run across somebody, namely a convict, and that convict is schooling or something. He's a smoker.
I think the connection was bad on the last part. I didn't get to hear your last statement. The connection was bad. We lost a call from our brother. That phone number to call in if you had a question or comment for the brother Lucian Black while we try to get him back on, 515-605-9360. Again, 515-605-9360. Press 1 with your question or your comments. We've got the brother back on right now.
I'm good to go.
Yes. I didn't hear the last part of your statement. If the connection got bad and then the call dropped.
No problem at all. People around this country are burning the NRA membership. Why? Because of the statements that was made about the people in South Africa. You know what I'm saying? If you go onto the Vitalogic site, there's an article that is addressing that. And people, for the most part in this country, especially African Americans and other minorities, are feeling like the NRA is not addressing their needs. Like, the only time they hear from the NRA is when they want some damn money. You're going to pay your membership dues, and after they pay the membership dues, they don't hear nothing from the NRA. Don't hear nothing. They may get a cheap bag or some cheap knife, and then the NRA says, keep it moving. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people are just tired of that. You know, and I'll get hit with people that's like, well, if it wasn't for the NRA, we wouldn't have any gun rights. Well, I say, well, what happened with Maryland? Maryland got so many restrictions on the guns, it ain't funny. D.C., you can't even get a gun in D.C. Chicago has no gun shops, no ranges in Chicago, period, but we murder about 800 people a year. No one says anything about that. So, and for me, from my perspective, the NRA ain't helping at all. What they're doing is they're helping their interests. What do I mean by that? Let's talk about the NRA. The NRA is a nonprofit. Did you know that?
No.
You know how much the president of the NRA gets in salary?
How much?
Over $1 million a year.
Huh.
You know how much the average person who give their dues to the NRA make?
How much?
Struggling to get $30,000.
Hmm.
Watch this. The NRA is real slick about it. They traffic guns legally. These gun companies, Beretta and all these other ones, they pay the NRA to lobby on their behalf, not your behalf. They don't care about you. They care about the gun manufacturers.
Right.
They lobby on the gun manufacturer's behalf so they can sell more guns. That's what they do. And it has nothing to do with the freedom of the people, because there is no freedom. You only have liberty. You lost freedom 100 plus years ago. Never had it. You only got liberties. But this idea of they're fighting to protect your Second Amendment freedom is a lie. There is no freedom. Most people don't know that. Actually, this is a very good cigar. I like this one. So when I work with people, I give them the full gamut. Go ahead, sir. What you were saying?
I say you learn something new every day. That would explain a lot, you know, nonprofits. I know one of the largest nonprofits in America is the NFL, you know.
Yeah. And if you get with my brother, James McCoy, if you ever allow him to get on your show or talk to you, he will tell you things about this gun game that will blow your mind. You never would have thought that this game was like it was. It's a military-industrial complex tied in with the prison-industrial complex, tied in with the legal trafficking of firearms. It is insane.
Yeah, I would definitely love to have him on.
I did text him your number and the information that you texted me. I did text it to him, and if he calls, hopefully he does. And he will definitely enlighten you as he has enlightened me, because for me, I only wanted to teach. I didn't want to get to any politics or anything like that. But he told me, as an African-American male, how could you not get into politics? How could you not touch it? It is so heavily intertwined, you know, it doesn't make sense not to.
So what's your vision for your company, and where do you see us, you know, going forward in regards to other brothers and sisters getting into the gun game? What's your vision for that?
Well, you know, Vada is always a community-based business where it serves the needs of the people in the communities around the country and ultimately around the world, because I get people from around the world who read my blog site, right? And future-wise, it's more about going out like I do, training people, informing people, letting people know what's going on, having an alternative to the NRA or an alternative to the USCCA, which is the United States Concealed Carry Association. Their training, not saying that their training is bad, just saying that we have another one that if you're interested, you can train with us, you can train with urban sharpshooters. You have access. That is the biggest thing, having access. Can't stress that enough. As far as African Americans are concerned, it's about learning to appreciate yourself enough to the point where you don't have to rely on anyone. Self-reliance is so big. I don't know what it is. And it's not all African Americans. It's just a small minority of African Americans who feel as if they cannot make a move unless someone who doesn't look like them tell them that they can make a move. It's insane to me. My brother brought this analogy to me. He says, I asked him, I say, why do you think, you know, African Americans do like the decisions and move the way they do in the gun game? He says, because for many African American, and I'm going to use his terms, for many black folk, they think the white man ice cola than theirs.
Right.
And that resonated with me to the fact of it was no longer just asking for permission. It was a self-esteem issue. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Anytime you can have someone like me or yourself do something, everybody would, you know, play it to their left or downgrade it or downrage it or downplay it or whatever. And then as soon as a Caucasian do the same thing that you do, it's the industry double standard now. Then
right.
They'll say, oh, that's the coldest thing I ever seen in my life. You know what I'm saying? I've seen it happen. I point guns at people with no ammunition, right? We do
right.
it like that in session. You turn around, there's a Glock video out here from some people. You know, not only are they using real guns pointing at each other, they're actually letting off rounds around each other. No one says nothing. Nothing. So the real question is it a problem with the training, or is it personal? And my brother believes that it is personal, where they don't want to see African Americans and other people that are of color be able to have that same freedom, quote unquote, to do what they feel needs to be done as far as training is concerned.
Mm.
You see it.
Right. That value, the value system, and what we accept for value is something that needs to be reinstituted, you know. The skills that you provide and the manner in which you provide it is invaluable. You know, just one video, I was like, man, hopefully I can get a hold of this brother. I could get him on the show. You know, he could share these experiences. And then, you know, just from one video that I saw, you know, initially, you know, drove my interest. And then, you know, I read some more, saw some more videos, did some more research. I was like, man, this is, you know, groundbreaking for me, you know, to see a brother like yourself to be able to, you know, teach, you know, the common people, you know what I mean? If it's not available, you know, like you said, you know how much these things cost. You see what I'm saying? And if it's not made available to the common man, then the common man and woman is prey. They're just left out there prey for the hunters to prey on. You see what I'm saying? So
and it's definitely true. And the other reason why people in the gun game are so pissed off at me is because now they can't hustle you anymore. They can't make a dollar off your ignorance anymore. You know what I'm saying? They can't look down and feel. One of the unique things about me is this. I've been the good guy and the bad guy on the gun. I've done the armed robbery, and I shot a couple convicts as a good guy. Right? Most of these instructors, quote-unquote, they ain't done nothing.
Right.
They haven't even served in the military. So you got people out here that hasn't served in the military. They have no real-world experience. Hell, I don't even think some of these people even graced the face of a college campus. You know what I'm saying? Trying to tell you about how you should deal with a threat in which you got to use a firearm if you're legally warranted. I don't think those people got a leg to stand on. They can't hustle you anymore. People know when I come to a city to come train people, everybody stop moving. And I'm not bragging. I'm being very honest with you. Classes don't go on anymore. People want to see what is the big fuss. They want to sit in the session. They want to know what's going on. Why does he train in the fashion that he does? Why is it effective? The internet process, and I train with them, and I go on the range, their eyes are open for the first time. And they say, you know what, I'm not saying that the other guy was bad, but I like what you're doing. It fits what my needs are.
And those experiences provide you a unique, you know, look. And with that unique look inside, you know, you can bring all of those skills, you know, together and, you know, bring, you know, that thing that's dormant inside of us, you know. Out, you know, that potential for success, that type of self-confidence that you need, you know, be able to do what's necessary when it's time to do, you know, that, you know, can't nobody give that to you. They can mine it out of you, but when it's time to do what you need to do, you got to be able to do what you got to do in the best manner.
And I'm glad you brought that up because out of all the people I haven't even trained. Ask them to defend you, yourself, and your family. Haven't you dropped this convict so you can live to see? They never, no one say, well, if it wasn't for the NRA, I wouldn't have made it home. I ain't never heard that. What I heard people always say is, I just like you said, I did what I had to do so I can make it out alive. That's the only thing that matters.
All right. Your final thoughts. Anything you want to share? Any acknowledgments you want to give out? How people can find you, get a hold of you? You know, how could they get you to the area? Things like that, you know, whatever you want.
Let's do it. I am very big. I'll give you because
connection must have been bad again. Going to wait for our brother to call back in. It's been a remarkable show thus far. A lot of jewels were dropped here. So we're just going to wait for our brother to call back in. Oh, we got him back on the line now.
So I give credit to also all the urban sharpshooters. And every voter client that I will urge people to seek as many training. I don't care where you go, come and train you. Learn from them. Learn from as many people as possible. Do not underestimate convicts because they are not stupid people. They just have to make a job. You know, do things. Having to press the trigger. And stop believing everything you hear and see on the internet. Stop that. And to the people who may not like what I do for whatever reason, and it's okay. You have a right not to like. I don't tell you what to do. It's not a good look for grown men to make videos about another grown man you ain't never seen before. It's just not a good look. I would say what it is to me, but I want to be PG-13. We good, sir?
Yes, sir. We're good. Can you give out your
information?
Your social media.
Okay.
Your social media.
Let's go. Let's go to war. You can catch me at Facebook, Lucian Black, or you can go to Facebook again, Vada Consulting, Facebook, Vada Inc., YouTube, Vada Inc. You can email me at onered.voda@gmail.com. That is onered.voda@gmail.com. You can punch in Vada Inc. on Twitter. You can catch me there. So anytime people want to have an intelligent discussion about firearms, the gun game, or whatever the case may be, feel free to look me up and drop me a message there. I will absolutely not entertain any negativity. I just don't do it.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you for your time and being one who leads by example. I look forward to dialoguing with you in the future. You're always welcome here. You got anything you wanted to promote or anything you got coming up, you need some promo, I'm here for you, you know. Here for you, here
and
for
I
you, you know, for your
what
brother.
What state are you in?
I'm in Washington State.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And like I said, I'm looking for a reason to come out to that area anyway. So, like I say, you put you put 5-10 people together for a session, I will fly out to you, no problem.
Yeah, I got 10 people for you. I got 10 people for you.
You tell me the time. You tell me the date. Give me at least 3 weeks to a month. Because, you know, the plane tickets, you know, you buy them earlier, they're cheaper. Or you buy
right.
The plane ticket, I come overnight. But it's up to you.
Okay. Yeah, we'll
yeah.
Set something up. I'll reach out to you and get you out here. I got some brothers and sisters that would benefit greatly from your training.
Yes, yes. And like I say, it was a great pleasure and an honor to speak with you today, sir.
All right.
Okay.
Peace, my brother.
No problem, sir.
All right, that was your brother, Lucian Black. If you like what you heard, you can subscribe to the show here, www.blogtalkradio.com/studentknowledgeradio. That's DOTHAKNOWLEDGERADIO. Check us out at our e-commerce hub site, www.studentknowledgeuniversity.com. You can follow the show on Twitter, and that's @KnowledgeBorn15. Again, that's @KnowledgeBorn15. You can also subscribe to our YouTube channel, Do Knowledge Radio on YouTube. We have African Liberation School every Saturday via Get This Wisdom Live YouTube. You can check them out, Get This Wisdom Live. And you can also subscribe to their illustrious magazine, www.getthiswisdommagazine.com. Great interview with our brother. Shared a lot of jewels. Make sure y'all get a hold of the brother and his brother, James McCoy. Join Urban Sharpshooters and you know, fly the brother out to your area, get that training on. You know, the more training we have, the better prepared we are in regards to self-defense, home defense, and also, you know, the goal of liberation. So make sure y'all look the brother up, some support, get this, you know, training on, and let's get prepared, you know. Preparation leads to success in battle. So with that, I'm going to say peace, love, Black Power. Don't forget to check us out tomorrow, Black Psychology Monday. Myself and the goddess Renee from the Rundown with Renee will be on 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tuesday, we'll be on with B-Dot, Book of Bricks series, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Wednesday, Black Survival General Civilization class, 4:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So with that, I'm going to say peace, love, Black Power, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Conscious rap, nah homie, we off that. This warfare music, don't dare confuse it. Valor that fully looking something like a pool stick. 100 shot extension plus another with a full clip. I'm hardcore like the center of a beach. Known to bring war in the middle of your street. That's the lean's demeanor, hard like a winter breeze. Ready for the beat, straight swarm on my enemies. Bomb like Tel Aviv, more arms than centipedes. Rebel with the chrome, hair blown, John Kennedy. Slaughter Caucasians, Crystal Lake, I'm chasing. Interrogations, down at the station. No one knows, mouth closed like a mason. Wondering who works, this white boy or Satan. Good ship Jesus, packed up plankton. On the same boat, you was Kunta, I was Nat. You was running from them crackers, I was running them back. Llama on my side, no problem to let it fly. Fact is, I'ma be in drama till I die. My life, something like a Jim Brown movie. Beefing with the mob, punk pigs trying to shoot me. Surging with the pump, put in work with the Uzi. Or let that Max spit, rip your ass like a loose.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Share your O with something like Ray and Ghost. Only built for warriors, killers, and cutthroats. For the supporters, this for the warriors. Got hands that'll smack hydrogens out of water. When push come to shove, shove come to slug. I don't condone drugs, so why plug the plug? Still killer even with a smile on my mug. Jerk at the RBG Awards, but it's all
and
love.
If it isn't grudge, why do I feel this way? Why Black Power stay on my mind? Get in line.
Suckers acting like they wanted to, they see that blue steel. You don't know what beef is, homeboy, you need to chill.
Yeah.
My 4-4 pop, the got her for sure shot. Trey Black and Doc Mock, warlord in the warlock. Buckshots and rock spots, turn cops to pork chops. Crush like Carthage, crashing on Camelot. Divine architect from Kemet to Angle Rock.
Ostapo's in the house, can't stop, won't stop. Off and on, it's on. Off and on, it's on. Off and on, it's on. Off
yeah.
And on, off and on, it's on.
Yo, so advanced, I'm late and early, little fella. Your future's in my past, a male version of Sierra. Kill the ambassador, rap with the hologram of Coachella. African centered, self-centered with the metal. Fly guy, keep my head high. This beat is body, better off dead, why? Oh, with Shay like O'Shea and Dre. Natural born killers, then I throw away the throwaway.
Stop my Jay Black. Needle green,
yeah.
Matter of fact.
Rap satisfied, truth get magnified. Wake up passerby half the time and take the hacking line. Battle force in Star Wars, I'm Dito Green. Skill of Vader with the pen and paper exposing the Palpatines. What I live and breathe, heard the people missing green. Slap a tom once a week so my points never misconceived. Ain't for dancing, it's to motivate the brother standing. I only rap ratchet if my hand around a cannon. Him at the hooded clan and Uncle Sam is dancing. Let me show you, I wrote a pamphlet for signs of understanding. I'm like years ahead of succumbing to white fear. I fight bears, replay volume one and hear a pioneer that raises your babies to shoot down flying deer. This is how the permit's not. Take a fryer here. In my ear, we fire here. We don't hire here. I got tired ears from young thugs that be rhyming with. Strength in my heart, my core, my leg, and my arms. Power in my songs. Ain't for praises for alarm. Cause you people too calm. Wolf slaying the fawns. Acting through an action. Serve the king you played a pawn. Chess move, checkmate and less move. Leave your face redder than Deadpool. Life in a cesspool. Power from the wisdom cells. Burns through Winterfell. Can't move like a knight. They choose to take a L. Populated nations reduced by administrations. Purchase dangerous contamination, self-inflicted decimation. Investigation ain't needed, history being repeated. You ain't the right type, consider yourself deleted. It'd be like Beetle back, I'd be like, nah, I'm still redeeming from an extended off season. I ain't even got my reason. Veteran instincts, my seasoning ain't for eating, it's for freedom, redemption, and these governments defeated.
Off and on, it's on. Off and on, it's on. Off and on, it's on. Off and on, it's on.